Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the meeting today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in the and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters: Q if you wish to ask a question, C for a comment, P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Okay, folks, you're all very welcome to April's committee meeting. I have apologies here from Councillor Finn. Is there any other apologies? Nope.
Yep.
Item 2, declarations of interest. Have we any declarations of interest?
None, Chair.
Nope. Item 3 is the action sheet of the last committee meeting held on the 18th of March. It's pages 10, 11 and 12 on your agenda. Have we any matters arising?
Yes. Thanks very much, Chair. And in relation to the action sheets, I'm just wondering, is there any updates on the home hospital scheme? And also, as last month, whenever the HMO agenda item came up, and there was a good debate on that, I focused on the replenishment of housing stock, you know, that was sold off way back in the 70s. Just wondering, is there anything through those discussions at last month's meeting that we can look at and work with the housing side to try to see if we can get more homes or houses built in the district? So this would be interesting to hear. We really appreciate your help. That's for.
Sinead's going to come back on that.
Okay, on the first matter in relation to home to hospital, we had discussions within the department in terms of the Morenstee Airport, and I think that was part of it. So we have received clarity on that, and it is covering the Morenstee Airport. In terms of 26-27, the expression of interest is actually going out tomorrow. So that'll work, and then we will make a determination on the information that comes back on that. So does that clarify your point in relation to home to hospital?
Yes.
In terms of the HMO part, at next month's S&E working group, which is the 20th of May, the HMO unit in Belfast are actually coming to present. So just to highlight that and make members aware that if they're interested in comments in relation to that paper last month, that that will be the place to ask the manager the questions, and then we'll pick up ourselves around the NIHE issue. So hopefully that's a good update for you.
Thanks very much, Chair. Thanks for that update.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Is there any other? I get a proposer and a seconder there for item 3, proposed by Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Thank you. Move on to item 4, which is the officer report on the notice of motion for the Slay Man Shed proposed wildfowl and wildlife preserve at Camlea Lake. So this was actually a motion I brought myself to Council that had been sent to this committee, so I'll just speak on it first here, and then we can bring Connor in with the report. So this initiative was first presented to the Council in 2019 at Monaghan Road. It had the full support of myself and Conor Murphy, MLA at the time, and now Dara Hughes MP and Eva Finnegan MLA are very much on the project. It aims to see the common section of the lake recognised as a wildfowl and wetland centre, protecting breeding habitats for birds and wildlife while also providing opportunities for education and community engagement. Despite delays following the COVID-19 pandemic, the Slough Men's Shed have continued to develop the proposal and have received encouragement and support from organisations including the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds and Birdwatch Ireland. A recent community awareness event at the lake, supported by Council Communities Leading Change Grant, demonstrated strong local support and highlighted the rich variety of wildlife present in the area. The next step is to ensure that this project is formally recognised within Council plans so the vision can progress. I would like to praise the dedication of the Slough Men's Shed in protecting the commons, which will safeguard an important natural habitat for the benefit of the local community and future generations. There are many streams of funding for environmental projects like this, and I would hope that the council officials liaise with the Slough Men's Shed as soon as possible to assist in any way to move this project forward. This project will not be a financial burden on the council, as the Men's Shed, along with the RSPB, have said once the bird and wildlife hides are assembled, then they will look after the maintenance thereafter. It is not a big money project and will be very easy to set up. Peace Plus has recently announced a dedicated theme supporting a sustainable and better connected future, which includes a pot of 40 plus million to biodiversity and resilience whilst restoring habitats and enhancing climate resilience. Thank you. Conor, you.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of the report is to facilitate discussion on the notice of motion received from Councillor McGuinness, as deferred from Council meeting on the 13th of April 2026, in accordance with Standing Order 16.1.16. Notice of motion was received from Councillor McGuinness, as set out in Section 1.2 of the report. Camel Lake is a significant local natural asset with recognised environmental biodiversity, recreational and landscape value. The Slough Men's Shed, in collaboration with partner organisations, has been progressing a community-led initiative to develop a wildfowl and wetland centre at the lake. Officers very much welcome the considerable environmental, educational and recreational potential of Camel Lake Wildfowl and Wetland Centre initiative and commend the work undertaken by the Slough Men's Shed to date. The project does strongly align with Council's sustainability priorities and offers an opportunity for positive, high-impact partnership working. Members are asked to note the report and approve that officers engage with the Slough Men's Shed to obtain a detailed understanding of the project and then bring back a further update report to the S&E Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Conor. Councillor Taylor, I see you have a queue in there. I'm just going to see, is anyone in the chamber speak first? Councillor Andrews? Sorry, I'm just going to speak to the report first, Councillor Andrews, okay? So, Conor, I would like to welcome the recommendation set out by the Council officials to engage and support the ongoing efforts of the Slough Men's Shed to protect an important wildlife habitat at Camel Lake, particularly the area known locally as the Commons. This project will provide protection for all wildlife at the lake and ensure the survival of rare species in the area. Whilst I welcome this report, I hope that Council moves swiftly to arrange a meeting with the Slough Men's Shed and that, if possible, a further report is brought back to this committee before the summer recess. Thank you. Mr. Andrews?
Thank you very much, Chair. And first of all, I'd like to take this opportunity of commending you and your seconder for bringing such a worthy motion forward. And we do hear all about the sterling work and the excellent work at the Men's Shed do right across the whole district, and I must say that this project is innovative. It's unusual, you know, in the context of what's being proposed for the Slough, etc. So the only thing is it's a brilliant programme, innovative, and fully support the motion and the actions that are going to come from it. So again, you do be commended, and I wish out all in the Slough and the Men's Sheds every success in this project, but happy to, on behalf of the SLP, to support your motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Anyone else wants to speak in chamber?
Oh,
sorry, just to say that I'm very happy to commend and second the proposal.
Councillor Taylor?
Yep, thanks, Chair. Chair, yeah, welcome to the motion that was brought forward by yourself and obviously the report that's been presented tonight to committee. I've been engaging with Liz Lehman and Shed myself on the project and took the opportunity a number of weeks ago to attend the event that I know a number of representatives were at in terms of consulting with the local community on their plans. We should be commending the group and encouraging them, given the work that they've done thus far to bring it to the stage where it is at from their point of view. But to get the project where everybody wants it to be, to get it over the line, so to speak, it is going to need the support of the council to do that. And there are recommendations included in the report to assist the group. But I think what you've already said is important. It's necessary, I think, that that's done as soon as possible, particularly when there is a bit of momentum around, you know, the proposal that there is, and said to give the group the encouragement to take it that step further. I think it's important that we as a council engage with them as soon as possible on this, and obviously we can get regular updates in terms of how it's proceeding or moving forward, because it will be an asset to that Camlas South Armagh area in particular. So again, just to welcome the report, and I said just to appeal to officials to, you know, following on from tonight's meeting, just that we engage with the group as soon as possible thereafter. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Taylor. No one else is looking in. I get a proposer and a seconder for the ratification of the report. Proposed by Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor. Okay, we move on to item 5, which is the consultation on new general safety requirement, GSR, for construction products. And Sinead's taken this.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is for decision, first of all. We're seeking committee approval to submit the consultation response drafted by the Environmental Health Department on behalf of the Council to the Government's proposals for the general safety requirement for construction products. Taking this paper as read, members are asked to appraise the draft consultation response detailed in Appendix 1 to the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government on Government's proposals for regulatory reform as detailed in the Construction Products General Safety Requirement. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor
Andrews? Thanks very much, Sinead. Thanks so much, Chair. And thanks for presenting this paper around proposals. So it's more a present the paper around ideas, proposals and measures to ensure overall general safety in the construction sector. One will never forget the disaster of Grenfell and the profound effect that this has had, along with many others, over the years on families, loved ones and services that have been tasked to deal with emergencies in their respective roles. I agree very much with what has been presented here and tabled in the papers, and I'm happy enough to propose and to support the recommendations set up before us to have an input into such an important consultation exercise. So happy to propose, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Anyone else looking in? Sorry, Councillor Larkin.
Yes, Chair. Thanks, Chair. Thanks to the office for putting the report together. Just one question in relation to the civil monetary penalties. Is there an intention for that to be introduced to the North Bars for the Council? Or if not, then whose responsibility is to pursue that course of action?
At this stage, I couldn't answer that directly for you. I see it's in question 17. Is that where you're coming in relation to that?
Yeah, there's a couple there in relation to the North where the powers don't exist.
They do not currently exist in Northern Ireland Council, so I can follow up your query and come back to you directly. But at this current time, I wouldn't be able to give you the information on that.
And just in relation to the request for Council's opinion, when some of the questions aren't relevant to the North, it's obvious that there was no consideration given to the North when they were
making the regulation.
The proposals forward.
Yes, I think that's the point that's highlighted throughout this consultation and the next. It's just about where the Northern Ireland is left in position of enforcing the regulations.
We're just hanging titties as a consideration of people in the north there.
Yeah. Well, we'll come back to you in relation to your civil monetary penalties query.
Yeah, and any of the other questions are that, you know, that don't apply to the north. Will there be processes put in place for the councils to either take action or to take in whatever regulations come to force?
Through the chair, I just want to point out that as part of the consultation response, you'll see just above question 19, it then is given that EHOs within NI District Councils currently undertake this enforcement that is required from the UK Government and how their role will be reflected within the new framework. So, as part of the consultation response, then so.
Thanks, Chair, for letting me back in again. And Councillor Arkin has raised a few interesting points, sir, and I would concur very much with them. And as I say, Northern Ireland is a different legislative process, but I do hope that what's gleaned from this consultation exercise will be acted upon. But I think too probably the central government should be picking up the tab for such works, you know, because it could end up the council's been left with to pick up the bills as part of the necessary works that have to be done. So I support the sentiments expressed by Councillor Larkin. Deputy on board. The costs and who's going to pay for it.
Thanks, Councillor Andrew.
Okay, so just to come back on that, I take the points on board that were raised tonight and review the consultation response, and if there's any points that need strengthened, then I will include that, and if everybody's happy with that, we'll take that approach. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sinead. Anyone else looking in there? So item 5 was proposed by Councillor Andrews. Could I get a seconder there for item 5? Seconded by Councillor Kate Murphy. Thank you. Item 6 is the consultation on construction products reform white paper. And Sinead, that's you again.
Thank you, Chair. So staying on the same matter, this paper is for decision. The purpose of this report is to seek committee approval to submit consultation response drafted again by the Environmental Health Department on behalf of the Council to the Government's proposals for construction products reform white paper on regulatory reform. Taking this paper as read, members are asked to approve the Environmental Health Department's consultation response, detailed in Appendix 1, to the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government on the proposed regulatory reforms set out in the Construction Products Reform White Paper. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Sinead. Councillor Andrews.
Well, thanks so much, Chair. And as you've alluded to at the start of your presentation, this is very much similar to the previous agenda item, so I'm happy enough to support the recommendations and proposed actions that are covered in this paper, and also similar to the concerns that we raised in the previous agenda item, so happy to propose.
Thank you, Councillor Andrew. Can I get a seconder there for item 6? Seconded by Councillor Hurd. Item 7 is the consultation on Northern Ireland Waste Management Strategy, and that's Sinead again.
This paper is for a decision, and the purpose of this report is to seek member approval on the proposed response to the DERA consultation on rethinking our resources, Northern Ireland Resources and Waste Management Strategy. Taking this paper as read, members are asked to approve the DERA consultation response set out in Appendix A, 1. Of the proposed Northern Ireland Waste Management Strategy. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Young.
Thanks, Chair. In relation to the responses, Alliance supports councils moving away from co-mingled recycling systems. This is because it can lead to cross-contamination, reduce the quality of recycling, for example, paper and card. A move towards a more circular economy is a win-win for Northern Ireland, delivering growth, innovation and good green jobs while taking meaningful climate action. Rather than continuing to discard waste to landfill or incineration, Minister Muir is reforming our approach to Northern Ireland through his department's various rethinking our resources proposals. The UK Government has released over £50 million in additional funding for Northern Ireland councils, taking off the block grants as part of the extended producer responsibility scheme, which is ring-fenced for recycling and waste service improvements. This money should be utilised by councils, otherwise it will be handed back to the UK Treasury. Alongside the rest of the UK, Northern Ireland will be implementing a deposit return scheme for bottles and cans starting in October 2027, which will also help to increase recycling rates in Northern Ireland. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Young. Could I get a proposer and a seconder there for item 7, please? Proposed by Councillor Hervey and seconded by Councillor Larkin. Item 8 is the membership of Association of Port Health Authorities and Ship Sanitation Inspection Fees, and Sinead, that's
thank you, Chair. This paper is for decision. The purpose of this report is for members to consider and approve the payment of the Council's corporate membership fee to the Association of Port Health Authorities for the 26-27 financial year and the revised fees for ship sanitation inspection of international shipping as set out in Section 2.2 of the report. Members are asked to approve the payment of the corporate membership fees to the Association of Port Health Authorities and revised fees for ship sanitation and inspection of international shipping vessels. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Sinead. Is anyone looking in on item 8? Councillor Andrews?
Just happy to support the recommendations outlined in Section 3 of the paper around the continuation of membership of the ports and port health authorities, etc., and especially whenever we have one point harbour in our district. I think it's a good organisation because have been in existence for quite some time. I know Lauren and Belfast and all the members of it as well. So happy to propose the recommendations to go ahead.
Thank you, Councillor Hammond. Did I get a seconder? Item 8.
Thank you,
Councillor Hammond. Okay. Item 9 is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the Council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Can I get a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session, please? Proposed by Councillor Jackson and seconded by Councillor Murphy. Thank you. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 9, waste management contracts. It was agreed in the proposal of Councillor Larkin, seconded by Councillor Andrews, to approve the direct ward contract extensions as detailed in Appendix 1 of the Officer's Report. Okay, folks, items 10 and 11 are for noting, so I can take them together. I presume they have been read. Did I get a proposer and a seconder there for items 10 and 11? Proposed by Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Andrews. And that concludes our meeting for today, folks. I'm glad to hear. Go enjoy the sunshine. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.